Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Magandang umaga sa iyo, Billy.
Hi, everyone. Good morning. Hi, Mom. Hi, Dad.
Yeah. Are they listening?
Yeah, right, I think they're going to be listening. All right. Yeah,
so,
yeah.
Okay, Billy, let's start off with your background in music. How did you start and sino ang inspiration mo?
It's weird because like my parents didn't have any like musical backgrounds, but they put me onto a lot of music like at a young age. They were into like a lot of new wave stuff like 80s, like Spandau Ballet and all those 80s music that they used to put me onto. But yeah, I think my grandfather was like a keyboardist in a band or something. So I think maybe I got something from that. But yeah, for me, I think I was just on my computer a lot and just messing about on the, like different musical like apps and programs. And yeah, I just sort of fell into it. Just watched a lot of YouTube videos and tutorials on how to make music. And I just became a music nerd, basically.
Yeah. I know you produce music videos and everything, but did you actually sing or do instruments at all?
I don't sing right now. I'm trying to, but yeah. I do play a little bit of the guitar, some keys, a little bit of drums. Yeah, I can mostly produce all of that on my computer and yeah. I can play and record that into my computer as well.
Amazing, isn't it?
Yeah, it's the power of the internet.
Yeah. Prior to the pandemic, how were you doing your music? I understand that during the pandemic, you were working mostly at home. But prior to the pandemic, did you have your own studio outside of the house or did you go to any office at all?
Mostly like the like early parts of my career in this music industry is like from home anyways. I work with people like overseas. So it's all through the internet and like I'm a bedroom producer, so everything can be done online. But like recently, like the past 2 years, I've been starting to get into like studio and like face-to-face physical sessions and stuff, especially here in the scene because there's a really good like young scene here in Sydney as well, with Filipinos as well. Like there's a big scene out in Western Sydney with like the open source guys. And yeah, there's a lot of really cool artists, young Filipino artists out there.
Yeah, especially as you mentioned in Western Sydney, isn't it?
Yeah, big group.
Yeah. And speaking of artists local and overseas, can you mention some of those that you have worked with in the past?
Yeah. So, well, for me, mostly my music, I've been working with a lot of Australians and Aussie Filipinos as well. One big one like that I got to work with was Maribel. She used to do like YouTube covers and she does her own music now as well. So I got a chance to do a song with her and that was like a really good like learning experience because she's like a pro at everything. She can produce, sing, and she's a songwriter as well. And like recently I've been I have a constant collaborator with Gabby Nakwa. She's also Filipino Australian. She's from Western Sydney. And yeah, we've got a couple songs in the works as well.
Yeah. And with the pandemic right now, you mentioned earlier that even prior to the pandemic, you've been working mostly at home as you've been collaborating and working with artists as well from overseas, isn't it? But yeah. During the pandemic, we're in like everyone just stayed at home with so much restrictions going on. How did you innovate your work in terms of your production? Or nothing has really changed?
It's not really like massive changes. I think mostly I feel like I got better in the way I do things, more efficient, more like clear in what I want to achieve in like a song or like a project. Nothing major, but like I feel like my skills have been sort of honed a little bit more since we've been in the pandemic, since like just spending a lot of time at home and just, you know, constantly working on my production skills. But yeah, like no major changes, but I do feel like I've been getting a lot better like as the months go by during this pandemic, especially when we don't get to meet people like face to face. It's like slow growth that's really happening right now.
It is quite different comparing to other local artists in Sydney, either Filipino Australians or Australians in general, isn't it? Because most of our kababayans who had been really performing, doing gigs and shows in pubs, in events, they were really affected. Where in fact, in your case, I guess you have more work during the pandemic.
Yeah, a lot of work. Yeah, it's really sad to see because like us Filipinos, I think we're like natural performers. So you see us on stages everywhere. Yeah, it's just tough to see because I see a lot of my friends who they have gigs and stuff and it all just fell apart when the restrictions came. Yeah, it's just tough to see. But for me, I'm just lucky enough to sort of I can also do those gigs, but at the same time I can sort of go back home and, you know, work on different projects. It's like my sort of source of revenue in a weird way is not sort of fully tied to doing live events, which I'm very like blessed to have, but it's tough for other people when, you know, busking or like performing at a pub or something is like the only income. It's just tough.
Yeah, it is. And before we talk about your collaboration with Miss Universe, Catriona Gray, with her first self-written song, can you just tell us, how is it like in a day of Kabu or Billy Kabusas?
It's pretty simple, really. I just wake up, I grab a coffee, I either go to a coffee shop or I make coffee at home and then have breakfast, really. And it's, I'm on the computer the whole day. Just making beats, working on different projects and stuff, finishing stuff here and there. Sometimes I have studio sessions where I have to go out to a studio out in Sydney somewhere and then work with another artist and stuff. Some days I have like a DJ gig or something, or like a live gig. But I'm an introvert mostly, so I'm at home most of the time just working on my beats and music.
And Kabu or Billy, if we talk about Kabu beats, how can we identify that it's a Kabu beat?
How do we, if it's a Kabu beat sound, let's say it's going to make you dance sometimes. It's going to make you chill out. Easy listening, but you can bop your head to it. Yeah, just good music to feel, to sort of drive to. If you're having a drive, you're going on a road trip, put on some Kabu. That's what it is. But yeah, just, yeah, chill music. That's what I am.
A little bit of everything, sort of.
Yeah, yeah.
And now, it was last week that former Miss Universe Catriona Gray has launched her first self-written song called Love Language. Can you tell us your collaboration or your part in this production?
Yeah, so for this song, it was part of like a big project by Warner Philippines. I was reached out from a guy called Alex Slim here from Warner Philippines to sort of do this. He wanted me to join this project where they wanted to connect talent in the Philippines and talent internationally. So like, I'm in Australia, so like at the same time being Filipino. So Filipino artists domestically and internationally, and just linking them up and like creating something cool. So he hit me up with like, oh man, I'm going to pair you up with Catriona Gray. I was like, what? Really? I had to like ask him a couple of times, like, are you serious? Is that who you're going to pair me up with? Because I didn't think he was going to pair me up with someone that massive straight away. So that was a shock to me. And I was like ready for a challenge because it's Miss Universe, you know?
Yeah, definitely.
But
were you really like, are you joking or is this a prank or something?
Yeah. I was really shocked. So, and then it became real when we had a Zoom session with Kat and her team and everything. It was like, oh, okay, this is really happening. I got even more excited. And yeah, so I think Kat flew down in May for like a month or something. So she was in hotel quarantine for like 2 weeks. So we had a lot of time to sort of vibe and see where we wanted to go with the song and stuff. And then when it came to recording, it was really smooth because we had most of the work done during Zoom and like during that sort of waiting period. And yeah, she was like a dream to work with. She was such a natural because she was quite nervous as well. She hasn't done much songwriting and stuff like that. And she was nervous with getting feedback from me. I was like, really? You're nervous of me? She was great. She was like a natural. She's a great singer. And I'm very excited to see where she can go from here because she has a lot to offer. Yeah, it's just the start of her career right now for music. And I'm really proud to be a part of that in the early stages.
Yeah. You mentioned about her in quarantine, isn't it? I know I saw that on her Instagram and she tried to post some photos while she was in quarantine. So it means while she was in quarantine, she's doing something productive for herself or for her music.
Yeah, she was shot. Yeah, she was in quarantine. And she was telling me, she was like, she's still working. It's not like she gets to get some time off. Yeah, she works really fast. Like I sent her some beats to like listen to and see where she wanted to write her songs to. And like 24, 48 hours later, she came back with like a full page of lyrics, melodies, and like the whole song basically done. I was like, oh, wow, you're a natural. This is what you're meant to be doing. But yeah, she's a hard worker, that one.
Maybe the quarantine helped. In a way, because she was concentrated in a room.
Nothing else to do.
Yeah. So in terms of your part in the production, so you provided the beat for the song?
Yeah. So the way I produce stuff is just I sort of lay down some chords, some drums here and there, and then sort of give like a sort of like a blank canvas for Kat to sort of write and sing her parts to it and see where she wanted to go with the song. So it's like a back and forth between me and Kat with producing that song. So she'll help me structure where she wants to sort of put a verse, a chorus and stuff like that. And I'll move the song around, change things here and there. But yeah, on my end, I'm putting down the chords, the beat, the drums, the bass line, making sure everything sounds really nice and full.
Mm.
And so that when it came to studio time, you just had to record and, you know, not waste any time just seeing where, you know, if you wanted to add stuff here and there. It was like super efficient when we came to recording.
So you actually recorded the song face to face.
Yeah. So she was in quarantine in Adelaide and then she flew up to Sydney for 2 days and we recorded the song in about 2 days. And then I think her family was here as well. And then she flew to Perth and it was really quick. It was a good time. She was natural.
Did it help that you have already provided the beats and the chords prior to her flewing in Sydney and doing the actual recording for the whole song?
Yeah, that helped a lot. That quarantine time it just made everything very smooth. Like it's like planning everything for the studio recording session. So yeah, it was like quarantine was like a curse, but a gift at the same time. Like gave us a lot of time to plan and get ready for the studio sessions.
With that experience producing or collaborating with Miss Universe Catriona Gray, what have you learned in terms of the challenges of being in lockdown and producing the whole recording in 2 days' time?
Yeah, it was nerve-wracking at times because we never knew if we were going to get into lockdown again. Because I think there was like at the time in May, there was like a couple of cases here and there, and we're like getting worried if the borders were shut down again, and then she couldn't fly over to Sydney. So yeah, stuff like that, like not knowing if the flights will be cancelled at any moment. It's just like a lot of uncertainty, which is tough, but you know, it's what we have to go through these days.
So can you share any fun moment while you were doing the recording?
It was just really cool to listen to like her journey as a pageant model and sort of activist and the things she's gone through. We got to have like a lot of like deep conversations about my goals and her goals in her life and where she wanted to go in this sort of like second part of her career. She really wanted to sort of elevate that sort of the way she carries herself and move past the Miss Universe crown and just, you know, offer more to the world than just being like a beauty queen. You know, she wants to tell stories through her music, which is something that really resonated with me. And I was like really happy to help her with. Yeah, she was just really down to earth. You know, she's a half Aussie. So all the references we knew and like all the slang stuff, it was just like talking to it's like talking to another mate. So it was really easy to get along with her. So yeah, that was fun. It was a good time. Hoping to do more stuff with her.
Yes. Were she able to share any dilemma or challenge in terms of being half Filipino and half Australian? Or is it more of like a benefit for her being from both countries?
Yeah, if I were to like sort of create like a general understanding, I think she is very much more benefited because of her being half Filipino. But at the same time, she realizes that it comes with like a lot of responsibility to sort of show that she can do good things, not just be like a, you know, a pretty face and just tell stories through her music.
Yeah.
And yeah, I think she uses her beauty for like a benefit for the world in a cliche kind of cheesy way. But I think that's what she's trying to do. And yeah, I'm just trying to help her in a small way, in my own way.
Yeah. For you, Billy, are you torn in terms of being Filipino, Australian, and having grown up here in Australia, in terms of your production or your music? Is it hard to be from different background?
Not really, because I think I was lucky enough to like grow up in Western Sydney where there's a lot of multiculturalism. So you have a lot of people from different backgrounds and you never feel out of place, and you can find your people as well. Like I've growing up a lot of Filipino friends, a lot of Macedonian friends, Lebanese friends, you know, Tongan and Samoan friends. So it's very multicultural. But at the same time, when you move out of Western Sydney and you have to deal with people from the eastern suburbs, not North Shore, you start to feel a bit different. Like there's like positives and negatives of it where you feel out of place, even though you've lived here your whole life in some places in Sydney. And I think that's just like a normal way of growing up in a place like Sydney, because it's like a big divide in the West and the East here.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah. So with NSW starting to enjoy their freedom away from the lockdown, will there be any changes in terms of your production now that you can go out?
Yeah, for sure. Like I think I've got a I'm very excited to get back in the studio and work with people face to face, because there's a very different sort of way you can sort of grab inspiration when you're with people in the studio and sort of bouncing ideas. So I'm very excited to just get back and just like talk to people face to face and not through Zoom, you know. But yeah, just excited for everything, just for lockdown to end, just to socialize again and be out in public.
Yeah. Are there any projects, upcoming events that we can look forward and hear your bits?
Yeah, I've got a single coming out soon in early November. I can't reveal who it is with, but
yet.
It's another half Filipino, half Maori person that I really look up to and has been sort of an iconic person in Australian music. So very happy for that to come out soon.
Hopefully we'll hear about that in the next month or so.
Yeah, it's going to be exciting.
Yeah. And any other projects coming up?
Not right now, but just check out Catriona's newest song that I produced. It's a song called Love Language. And yeah, it's just Cat really wanted to tell a story about her sort of love and her relationship with the people that she loves. And I'm just very proud to like be on that musical journey she's embarking in. And yeah, it's been amazing. Such a good experience to work with her and her team and this whole project of Glow PM, which is Global Pinoy Music, which is part of the project that was encapsulated with Cat's new song. I'm just Kabu Beats on every social media, at Kabu Beats on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. Yeah, you can find me there and you'll see my new stuff soon.
Lastly, Billy, words of encouragement for fellow artists, especially for those who have really lost most of their shows and have been affected by the pandemic and the ongoing restrictions around Australia and overseas.
Yeah, I think a general thing I'd say is just work on your craft. Just keep getting better and better. And I think in terms of the pandemic is sort of, you know, reach out to people if you're feeling down, if you're feeling sad about, or if you have like some like depression or, you know, mental anxiety about, you know, losing gigs or losing inspiration, reach out to people, reach out to me, even hit me up on social media. It's really important to like talk about, you know, mental illness and things that are on your mind, especially if you're in the creative industry. When the lockdown happens, we're the first ones to lose all our income basically. So yeah, reach out to someone you love, someone you look up to, anyone. Yeah, work on your music. Yeah, listen to some music, get inspired again. We're coming out of lockdown, so let's get back to partying.
Thank you so much, Billy Kabusas, and all the best with your music and production.
Thank you so much. Thank you, guys. Salamat.
E-like, e-share, mag-comment. Sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.